But overnight, more exciting stuff coming out of The Voice. Big changes in that show. Obviously, this show is pre-filmed, like a lot of the reality TV shows we see. And just like in the last couple of episodes is when the transition of COVID-19 has occurred.
Yeah,
so massive changes for the show, that's for sure. To get a bit of insight from that, we're joined by Clarissa, one of the contestants. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're very good. Very good. I'm just blown away by your voice, though.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so kind.
It's very unique, that's for sure. And last night's battle, definitely, you were able to show that and use that as a benefit.
Oh, look, you know, we don't get to choose the song. So I was quite shocked when they chose that one because it is quite an epic number and I'd never sung it before. And, I had to really cram all that Latin in. But, I was paired with Graham, who I just have so much respect for as an artist. And, I said to him, even while rehearsing, I said, do you know how hard it is watching you just give your soul in such a beautiful song in such a beautiful moment? And then, I had to come out and do my thing, and you become such good friends and, everybody deserves a place, So I hope he gets that wild card tonight,
Yeah, for sure. Because you were the one that went through successfully. The big thing, I think, from this week, obviously, we can see now that Kelly and Boy George are both overseas. Things have changed since COVID. Do you feel advantaged that you do have Delta as a coach because it means that your coach is actually in Australia?
Look, she is a very warm and affectionate person, and I've noticed that even within our coaching, she's very tactile, and we just want to reach out and give her a hug and she wants to hug us back. So it's still quite difficult, but I do feel it is nice having that human like contact, even though you can't touch them. We're all like a meter and a half apart. Like everything has to be, you can't touch each other or anything like that. But I think I'm personally quite a tactile person. So I think I've appreciated having her there physically myself. I don't know about the other contestants, but I'm sure that, maybe not, it's not an advantage as such, but I think it is quite warming in a time where all of us are kind of, wanting to reach out to each other. So, I do think it is extra great.
Was that the hardest thing to get used to with the changes from COVID?
Oh, look, I mean, like many other artists, I lost a lot of gigs, which meant a lot of work and a lot of income. Mm. I mean, as you would have seen from my interview, I do have some casual jobs, to fill in between my gigs. But this year for me was meant to be the year where things got better and I was doing less of those jobs, So I took it pretty hard, I'm not going to lie. It's been an emotional roller coaster. It's awful.
Is the pet store welcoming you back with shifts?
Oh, they've been so good to me. They've actually popped me in our pet warehouse, because online sales have gone through the roof.
packing.
Thank you for giving me a job.
I mean, such a great voice. Such a great use of your talent.
When I first saw that you did work, in your off hours in a pet store, I just imagined as sort of a Disney princess vibe where you'd sing and all the birds would just come to your shoulders. Has that ever happened?
That's exactly what the producer said to me. I love animals. If I could be an advocate for, animal welfare, I probably would. But look, if you ever saw me in store, and some people have, you'll see me. I wear makeup. I love my makeup. So I wear my makeup. But then you'll see me in the most hideous uniform.
Well, that's part of it. How are the acoustics in the warehouse?
Oh, look, I think they're pretty fabulous. But go from what I wore last night, designer, couture, worth probably a lot of money. And then see me in these gorgeous fluoro yellow T-shirt. I am a glam.
You got to be someone that can do it all. I reckon you pull off both outfits.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, it sounds like a lot of difficult things to face, COVID and obviously the gig economy, but you have a very positive attitude about all of that, which is the most important thing, I think, going forward.
And I mean,
I try.
Plus a spectacular set of vocal cords. So I think you're going to be just
fine. That does help. Really in this competition.
I didn't blow the TV away. I nearly, my lungs nearly exploded. exploded things.
Well, we can't wait to see how it all turns out, and hopefully some of those gigs come back soon as well.
Yeah,
I pray so, hopefully. You know, we've just got to just be positive and really support each other right now, and just remember that they will be coming back. It's just nearly there. We've just got to...
Almost.
You know, we're on the cusp. Do what we need to do.
Absolutely.
We're on the cusp, yeah.
Clarissa from The Voice, best of luck with the rest of it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's AB and Ben. Alpha Bucks is up next. The Hit Breakfast Show. On Hit 105.5.